This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A senior spokesperson for the Israeli military claimed on Sunday a humanitarian operation was going hand in hand with the evacuation of people from Gaza City's Shifa Hospital.
We had requested for several weeks now that the hospital be evacuated, and unfortunately, the different organizations did not deem it possible.
Peter Lerner told British broadcaster Sky the Shifa Hospital area was a war zone, blaming Hamas for making it a battleground. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Yemen's Houthis claimed on Sunday they seized an Israeli ship in the southern Red Sea. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Yemen's Houthi faction on Sunday said they'd captured what they said was an Israeli ship and taken it to a Yemeni port. A statement from the group said, quote, "We are treating the ship's crew in accordance with Islamic principles and values." But Israel said earlier the Iran-aligned group had seized a British-owned and Japanese-operated cargo ship with no Israeli owners or crew. The Houthis, an ally of Tehran, have been launching long-range missile and drone salvos at Israel in solidarity with the Palestinian Hamas militants Israel has been battling in the Gaza Strip since October 7.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Argentina elected libertarian outsider Javier Milei as its new president on Sunday, rolling the dice on an outsider with radical views to fix an economy battered by triple-digit inflation, a looming recession, and rising poverty. Official results have not been released, but his rival, Economy Minister Sergio Massa, conceded in a speech. His candidacy was hampered by the country's worst economic crisis in two decades while he's been at the helm. This is VOA News. Former U.S. First Lady Rosalynn Carter has died at the age of 96. VOA's Kane Farabaugh, who has extensively covered Rosalynn Carter's life and post-White House career promoting global health and democracy with her husband, former President Jimmy Carter, has more.
Founded in 1982, the Carter Center today is one of the leading global nonprofit organizations working to wage peace, fight disease, and build hope to underserved populations throughout the world. Jimmy and Rosalynn Carter are the longest married presidential couple in U.S. history.
And my life's been an adventure.
As her husband entered hospice care toward the end of his life, the Carter family announced the former First Lady was suffering from dementia. She spent her final years alongside Jimmy Carter in the small town of Plains, where they were born and grew up nearly a century before. Kane Farabaugh, VOA News, Plains, Georgia.
Almost 3,000 mostly Ukrainian trucks, including those carrying fuel and humanitarian aid, were stuck on the Polish side of the border on Sunday due to a more than 10-day blockade by Polish truckers, Ukrainian authorities said. Polish truckers earlier this month blocked roads to three border crossings with Ukraine to protest against what they see as government inaction over a loss of business to foreign competitors since Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Ukrainian officials said last week Kyiv and Warsaw had again failed to reach an agreement to stop the protest. Dominican Republic authorities on Sunday said at least 21 people have died after heavy rains the day before that have displaced thousands of residents. Over 13,000 people in the Caribbean country had to move to more secure areas after torrential rains flooded homes, caused power outages, and damaged bridge and parts of roads. The Emergency Operations Center said in a report on Sunday afternoon. A total of 21 people have lost their lives, it said. The storm's victims includes 9 people who died on Saturday after rains caused the wall of a highway tunnel to collapse into their cars, the National Police said. The Hunger Games prequel movie is the box office winner this weekend. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta has more.
Lucy Gray won't survive a minute inside that arena.
The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, opened with $44 million in ticket sales in North America, according to studio estimates. Trolls Band Together, featuring an NSYNC reunion, debuts in second place. The Marvels drops to third, followed by the horror flick Thanksgiving at number four. Five Nights at Freddy's is fifth. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.